I've had it. I'm done. I'm taking my life tonight. This is the last day on earth. Giddings International got that letter, and the international office is right here in Nashville, Tennessee. And it got a letter like that starting out, and they started reading it. And it's from a guy, and he was over on the West Coast, and he said his wife hates him. He lost his job. He can't pay any of his bills. And he said, how do I end my life? I don't want my family to find my body at the house. And he decided he's going to take all the pills he could find, and he's going to put them into a container, and he's going to a hotel, and he's going to take them all, and that'll be it. So he goes to the medicine cabinet, he picks them all up, puts them in the container, he gets some alcohol, and he knows what he's doing, and he goes in and he puts the pills on the nightstand, and there happened to be a book there, and he put it right on that book, and he's just talking to himself, saying, I don't know what to do. And he reaches over to start taking the pills, and the book he put it on happened to be a Bible. And as he's thinking about, well, I've never read a Bible, never opened it. I'm just going to see what it says. And he starts reading it and reading it, and morning comes, and he couldn't put it down. And in the morning, he takes the alcohol, the pills, he flushes them down, and he writes to us and said, I was hopeless, and I found hope in the Bible that was in that hotel room. Brothers and sisters, that's what the Gideons do. We try and put this book of hope in the crossroads of life. But you know what? If you think about it, it was just an individual man, a Gideon, and they go around every single hotel that lets them in every single room to place that Bible every year. And we know if we place a Bible, that Bible probably has about 2,200 chances to be viewed during its Bible life. Because Bibles wear out, and we change them out, so there's always fresh Bibles in there. And you wonder how many times that impact had on somebody. But it's not just the Bible that they put that in there. It wasn't just a Gideon that did it. Where did that Bible come from? My dear brother Carmen, how are you doing, my friend? It came from you all. You guys are the ones that provided the seed to get that Bible, that Gideon could place it, that would have the impact on that person's life, to save that person from committing suicide, to saying, I've accepted Jesus, and my life is different. That Gideon would have been willing to do it, but if he didn't have a Bible to put in there, he couldn't have put anything in that room. You know, it's interesting that we got another one, and it says this. It says, this nurse walking down the hall and hearing this guy just crying in the room. And it wasn't her room, but she went in. And she said, this guy is just wailing and crying. And she said, I went in just to comfort him. I didn't know what was going on. And she said, I read his chart. And the doctor had just left and said he's got terminal cancer. And she said, I just started talking to him and saying, can we call family? And the guy said, I don't have any family. I'm alone. And she said, well, what about friends? Can we call a friend? Can we get somebody to come over here and be with you? He said, I don't have anybody. I am all alone. And I'm dying. And nobody cares. And she said, what can I do? And this guy's just wailing and saying, give me that cigarette. Let me have that cigarette. Well, it's in the hospital. You can't smoke. And she doesn't smoke anyway. And she's saying, I don't have any cigarettes. And he's looking and saying, in your smock, there's a pack of cigarettes. And she said, I don't have any cigarettes. And she brings out a little New Testament. And she said, this is what I have. And he said, I needed something to help me. And she said, just a minute. And she started reading the New Testament to him. And she said, I just sat there and read and read. And his wailing slowed down. And she said, I didn't know who this guy was, but I just lost my mic. But eventually he stopped crying and started just listening. And she shared what the hope is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And she handed him the Bible, and she had to go back on her shift. And she said, I never seen this guy again. I came back the next day, and he was gone. But she said, I got a bouquet of flowers on my desk about 2 months later. And she said, this guy accepted the Lord. And she said, I couldn't stop crying because I just happened to give a Bible at the right place at the right time. Brothers and sisters, that's what you help us do. If there's a hotel, motel, we want to put that Bible there. We got Trousdale Prison here. You know, some of those guys are hopeless. We try and go up there on a regular basis. Because of you, we can give Bibles to them. You know, we go to nursing homes, and because of you, we've got seed that we can put in the nursing homes. We try and do doctor's offices. You know, wherever the crossroads of life where people are hurting, they're hungry, they're looking for an answer. We want to have God's word right there because that is the answer. That's the answer to all our problems, whatever it is. And Gideons have been doing this now. They were founded in 1899. This is over 125 years ago. We've given over 2 billion Bibles away. We're in almost every single country in the world. We couldn't do it alone. Gideons don't get paid for this. These are just independent people like myself that say, hey, look, I just want to help. I just want to help. You know, in Matthew, it says the Great Commission, go into the world. You know, each of us have our own lives. We can't all be missionaries. But, you know, we can help. So our mission is to do nothing more than to take God's word, and spread it everywhere that God opens that door. You know, Isaiah 55 says that God's word will not come back void. Amen. It will not. If God says that, I believe it. I believe it. It doesn't mean that it's going to have an instant access right there at that moment. But you know what? I don't care what the word, what it seems to be. I only care what the word says. And if God says it will, it will. It absolutely will. You know, so many of us are on tablets and iPhones and everything that we think sometimes the written word isn't going to be out there as much, but I can tell you what we're finding. As there's less magazines, as there's less paper out there, God's word has a chance to stand out even more. And with the Holy Spirit, you know what? People aren't drawn to the outdoor magazine, but the Holy Spirit can draw them when they're hurting to the Word of God. To the Word of God. So, you know, I've been a Gideon here for about 15 years now. And it's really cool when I'm out doing it and either putting Bibles in hotels or whatever. But one of them, I was actually at a fair, and we had a Gideon booth. And this was down in Auburn Town, which is in Cannon County. And I'm sitting there and just passing out Gideon Bibles. And this lady comes up, and she's standing at the booth next to us. And she's looking, but doesn't want to come over. But she's just tearing, and finally we said, you know, hey, my name's Mark. How can I help? Would you like a Bible? And she said, no, I don't believe in that. I said, okay. I said, so what do you think happens when you die? And she says, I don't know. And I went through Romans Road with her. And this is called Apple Days, okay? I mean, this is Woodbury is one of the biggest things they have going in Cannon County. It's Apple Days. So we're here at Apple Days, and I'm going through Romans Road with her. And she says, I think that's right. I said, I know it's right. And so we led her to the Lord right there. And the very next year, I hadn't seen her, talked to her, but the very next year, I'm at the same booth, same passing out Gideon Bibles. She comes up with her pastor and said, Pastor, this is where I got the Bible. This is where I'm going. And it was a local church right there. And he said, you know what? We're just here to thank you for passing out Bibles. And she's a member of that congregation right there. And it is so interesting that that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're just supposed to be witnessing to our brothers and sisters, to our neighbors, to our businesses. And I try and do that, but it's only through the Gideons and other ministries that I can help do this throughout the world. There's people that will talk to us, and they come in and they say, look, we have actually tried to sneak this in to places where Bibles aren't allowed. And those missionaries go out, and the only thing they want to do is pass these out. Now, I'm going to take some questions in just a second, but I want to tell you the biggest things that y'all can do for us is pray for us. And I think we're going to pass these out. If you'd like, we can do it now, whatever you like. But in here, it's going to be asking that we literally need prayer. Because if we don't have the foundation of prayer, nothing we do matters. You know, God talks about building a house, but we've got to have it done in God's way. The second thing is if there's a man that, you know, he's a businessman or whatever, and he wants to be a part of the Gideon, we'd love to have them come do it. We don't get paid for anything. In fact, we got to pay to be a member, all right? But every dollar that we pay is what goes to pay for any kind of overhead that the Gideons might have. So when they're heating that building or cooling the building in Nashville, that's because of the individual Gideons that say, boy, I want to sign up and I want to pay to do it. But we do that because then any dollar that a church gives us, it can go for one thing. It goes for the printing and distribution of the Word of God. Never do we collect money from a partner like you all that pays for any kind of overhead. 100% of the money goes. Now, I'm going to tell you, as a Gideon, we believe that you keep your tithe here and so forth. You got to support your local church. But if there's a laying on your heart that you want to be a part of this, we would love to have you be a part of our ministry as well. All right, but with that, I'm here to answer questions about anything the Gideons do or anything that we've done in the past. All right, I got to tell you guys, it is a blessing to be in a church like this. And I'm about to sit down, but I'm going to tell you one thing I just said in the kitchen. I was talking to some folks in there, and I said, this is like one of my favorite places to come. And she said, no, you got to say that to all the churches. You know, I've got 30 grandchildren or great-grandchildren, okay? And my wife and I say, well, we're supposed to treat them all equal. Let me tell you, some are a little more special than others, okay? If you're a grandparent, you know what I'm talking about, okay? And she said, well, why? Let me tell you what you all have here. I'm going to be going to Memphis, and it's going to be a huge church. And I love the churches, okay? But when I sit and I watch the congregation, they're so big, they don't even know who they're sitting next to. And they bring people in, and they got to move them out for the next service coming in, which is great, okay? But you know what you all are? You guys are family here. And when you come in, it's a different DNA. It's a different feeling. It's a different spirit. You guys, it's like you know who each other are. You know what's going on. I'm watching the people come in. They know who the kids are. That sets you all apart. And that's why I like coming here to feel a part of a family. So, Pastor, it's an honor for you to be here, yeah, well, to let me hear.
Just walk us through, just in a couple of minutes, just the specifics of how we can most utilize this.
Okay.
Explanatory, but
just... Yes. All right. So if somebody wants to, and depending on if there's an offering or whatever, and you can actually just put a check in here and rip it off, and that would go directly to the Gideons. But literally, the biggest thing, if you would like... there's a place that you could literally do it on a credit card as well if you would rather do it that way. There's a place that we have, and I think that you all have a Gideon rack. If you got Gideon cards that when somebody graduates or somebody passes away, you know, flowers are always great, but my family always tries to send Gideon Bibles out as well, and by doing it that way, it's something that's eternal for them. If they can place one Gideon Bible in a hotel somewhere, and it's like $5 for a Bible, and that can have the impact on 2,000 people in somebody's memory, you know, that's an eternal gift. That goes on beyond them just being here and living. But the biggest thing that we ask in here, the biggest thing more than anything else, is your prayers for us. Is your prayers. So, Pastor, that's kind of what we have in here, okay? But again, Pastor, thank you for having me here. It is an honor and a privilege.
Thank you for coming.
Okay. Thank you.
I asked Mark to do that specifically because Gideon's International is a ministry worth you giving to when you can, as you can. It really is, just because of what they do. Just recently gave to our son who's turning 30 this year. He loves to collect tools, and so we gave him a DeWalt impact driver. He was so excited to get his DeWalt impact driver. That meant everything to him. I got a big bear hug because of his DeWalt impact driver, and that'll he'll use that, and there'll be a benefit and that kind of thing. But there's no way we could even quantify how important and what impact the gift of a Bible could be, like these couple of stories we've heard. And if you've been around Gideon's, you know there are hundreds of stories just like that, of someone coming across a Gideon's Bible somewhere, hospital, hotel room, wherever, college dorm, something like that, and coming to Christ through it. So that's why I ask that if you can, when you can, as you can, consider supporting Gideon's on some level. So thank you for being here this morning.